Go live button. Hey everybody out there, this is Roy Richardson, the Tech Troublemaker. Okay, hold on, my wife said slow down, take a deep breath. She said talk really slow. Really slow. I don't think that's what she meant, though. I could be wrong. But anyway, this is the Tech Troublemaker Christmas special, and tonight we're going to do some stuff that's just a little different, but then at the same time, it'll be the same old, right? And I've got some guests because you never go on a journey by yourself. You have to bring people on. And first of all, I'm really excited because I convinced my wife, Donna, to be on the show. She has never been on the show live in person like this. You'll see her in the chat, but she's like, okay, I'll feel sorry for you. It's Christmas, but not, that's not how she phrased it. But she was actually excited because she says, I get to interact with the next guest who you have on the show. So let me show you who my next guest is. My next guest is none other than the famous Lala Mommy God Inc., who is one of my favorite people in the world and just absolutely love her channel. And I get really excited. I want to start getting crafty and make some stuff because I watch her show and she's showing you how to craft stuff. And I'm like, well, I've got stuff on my desk. What can I make a craft out of? Let's see. You know, I could put this camera thing. You know, I could put this Gobi together and then I could put this to it. And then my cell phone and then that'll be my craft. So, yeah, I'll be really, really nice. It's going to be my craft. So, but anyway, I haven't resorted to that yet. But, you know, funny enough, I at one time used to do art and stuff like that. And, well, then I stopped. I don't know why. Why do people stop doing things that they're so at? I don't know. But anyway, I wanted to be the best in the world at it. So, all right. And now I'm going to bring all my guests in the one window. Let's see if magic happens here. So, ta-da! Okay, cool. I love when things work. So, here's Donna and Lala on the same screen. And I just wanted to talk about, first of all, this year, for some reason, I have more Christmas spirit than I have had in so many years. And admittedly, last year, COVID was a challenge, and it kind of kicked our Christmas spirit to the curb a little bit. But this year, I am just so excited about Christmas. And, you know, Lala and Donna, which one wants to go first? I want to know, what is your favorite Christmas memory? It could be from childhood or from being an adult.
Go ahead, Lala.
All right. So actually, mine is bittersweet. Because my favorite Christmas was the year that I actually got annulled without knowing it, but my kids and I, we decided to turn it around by God's amazing grace. We went to the U.S., packed our bags, and had the most wonderful time going around the different theme parks. First time to drive around. Okay, in the U.S., you know, I didn't know how to go onto your freeways. It was so scary. All right, but it was for me by far the best Christmas with my, you know, my kids. Amazing, amazing Christmas. That was in 2017.
Yeah, and we don't know how to get around on our highways here either, so it's okay. Mm-mm. All right, Donna, what's yours?
You know, it's really hard to narrow it down to one. I think I have memories, like I have a memory of one when I was younger and the power was out at my parents' house. I was an adult, but I was living out of state and I came back for a visit and the power was out and we grilled a meal for Christmas and we were forced to just spend time with each other and talk in the dark. And so that's a really special memory for me because I think we get so, especially today, we get so caught up in the gifts and the gadgets and we lose track of that family time. But, you know, now that I'm married and have kids, you know, for me, it's been every Christmas, you know, with you, Roy, and the kids. It's just been special every year.
Well, that's cool.
Have one that jumps out. I don't have one specific that jumps out.
I was going to say from being little, I there was that year when I asked for a mini bike for Christmas, and I was certain because of what it cost, my parents would not buy that for me. And if they'd been smarter, they wouldn't have bought that for me. But no, but they bought me a mini bike. It was really cool. You know, they had the little lawnmower engine on it. You know, and you crank it up with a pull cord. And I put a helmet on and got on the mini bike. And the first thing I did was almost hit one of the cars in the front yard. So, you know, it's kind of like I was just thinking about the Christmas story about how the little boy's like, you know, you'll shoot your eye out, you know, with the BB gun. He wants the Red Ryder BB gun. And so he gets the Red Ryder BB gun. And what does he do? He actually shoots his glasses and breaks them. And then here I am. Oh. As soon as I get on the bike, I go and almost hit one of the cars in the yard. So that was funny. Lala, I loved all your stories. I was going to say, I loved your story, Lala, because that's awesome. You know, just taking the kids, going around mm-hmm. and seeing all the theme parks and driving on the highways. That's also pretty scary stuff.
Yes, a lot of firsts for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what life is all about, is doing things, so many firsts in our lives and like adventure. You know, think about all that kind of stuff you get to do. We've got a bunch of guests out there. So I want to say hi to all the folks who are visiting out there tonight. We've got so many people. Marcus, do you ever sleep? I just don't know. Marcus, this is going to be great. John, this is going to be great. John, I'm glad to see you. I didn't know if you'd make it.
Hi, John. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, John and Marcus. Crafty Nooks out there. Hey. Here on the later on the show, we're going to show the movie, The 13 Days of Christmas. If you're just joining us or if you're watching a replay, that is going to be the best part of this episode. Well, actually, this mm-hmm. is awesome too, but it turned out so amazing, and it's all because of my friends I've made online. Lala being one of my great friends I've made, Marcus and John, and just so many people. So it's just going to be just amazing. And I'm friends with Donna now, so that's worked out good. So.
Silly.
Anyway, hey, little crafty nook. Anyway, Giga Art, hey. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much, all you guys, for coming. So we're going to do something. And since you guys are here, we're going to do trivia. And so we're going to do trivia. This is going to be fun. All right. I'm going to show it to you here. Let's see how this works. Okay. So I'm going to go.
No, are you up for this?
All right.
I don't know.
So I'm going and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I got folks out here. So I'm going to copy. I'm going to copy this invite. Now this invite gets really messy. So I'm going to go and clean up this invite before I post it because it puts like 5,000 things on there. But, I'm going to say who wants to join my trivia game. So I'm going to go and send the link out here. Find where my screen is. Hey screen, come back here. All right. I'm brave. I'm going to post this link out to everybody that's in chat right now. You can all join. And you don't have to sign in or anything. It'll just pop up and say, who are you? So, Donna, go hit that link. Lala, hit that link. All my friends out there, all right. Anna, all you guys, hit that link if you want to play the trivia game. So we're going to do a live trivia game. This is how things can go crazy. All right? And so I'm going to wait till I get more players. I got two players. I got John. Cool. All right. I mean, I can have up to 20, so let's see how many join.
My internet is lagging. Come on. All right. There you go.
Now, and Lala,
I'm almost there.
I'm going to let Lala, after you join, I'm going to let you pick what we do trivia topic-wise. I played earlier around with movies, so I don't know if movies is what you like the best, but you being my special guest, I want you. Who else wants to join our cool party? Oh, I got Steve Worthy out there. Cool. I got five participants.
All right, Steve's here.
It's going to be cool. Steve Worthy in the house. There's Donna. I see Donna. I'll give a couple more seconds, see who else wants to join. Let's see. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yep, this will be fun. Okay. I don't watch TV, go to movies, so hopefully I know something. Yep, it's going to be fun. All right, I got seven players. I'll give it 10 more seconds. Or I'll give it another minute. How about that? And who else wants to join? You click on that link, then type in your name, and it puts you right into the party here. And so, all right, now I'm going to do, is everybody in that wants to be in? I'll wait till my watch says 11 after, and then I'm calling it. And then whoever's in, you're in, and we're going to play.
All right. Wait, one more.
Come on. Join. I'll wait, Giga. Giga Art, come on and join the party. How do you stay in chat? Well, I don't know. It should keep you. Yeah, it should.
Oh, yeah. If we go in, can we still be in the chat?
I don't know. We'll see. All right. Everybody, I'm waiting for Giga Art to get in. Let's do this. All right. I got 7 people.
Let's go.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen with chat. We'll see. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I was waiting on Giga Art to get in because she said she's having some internet. She wants me to wait. And I want to wait. All right.
So because we're such geeks in this house, I'm opening mine on a separate device as we...
Oh, there's Giga. Woohoo! All right. I'm starting the game, y'all. Got 8 players. Okay. Lala. Yay. We're going to do rapid fire mode. That goes faster, so that's good. But pick the category.
Remember, there may be a delay.
There is a little delay, so I'm going to wait. Now, I could do all categories, or we could do general knowledge.
Yes, let's do all categories, boy.
Oh, well, that'll keep it fair. All right, we're going to do all categories. Mm-hmm. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
Yep.
All right, we're going to do, here goes. Just tell it's going to be 50-50 double down or movement, correct answers. All right, okay. Waiting for 6 players, okay. We have 3 more players. And wait on Nikki more. To say she's in.
This is such a cool game, Roy. What is it called?
This is on a site called Brightful.me.
I'm doing
the free version. So after 14 days, it turns into a pumpkin. And you have to pay money. But we're going to do the free version. All right, Crafty. I need you to join. It's waiting on you, Nikki.
To click OK at the bottom, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. It should be somewhere on her screen to get into the game. Mm-hmm. Superfluous out there. I wish I had waited. All right. Nikki, I definitely want you to be in. If you go to the page, you should see an OK button or something. I think that's what pops up. I'm pretty sure. What did it look
it's
like?
It's a banner across the bottom.
It was a banner at the bottom. So look for a banner at the bottom.
It's like a green okay button.
Don't click the YouTube screen. Click on the game page. Yes, go to the game page and click technical difficulties. This is live, y'all. Remember, live is live. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to. Yes. It's an okay banner. Just click on it. Yep. That should be it. Yep. That should be it. And are we there?
You can do this, Nikki.
You can do it, Nikki. We have faith. This is the part where I play You're like Jeopardy music key. And then get a copyright strike. So, all right. Oh, yeah.
There it goes.
Yay. General knowledge. First question.
Okay.
Ooh. Highest International Culinary Award is a star that shares a name with... All right, everybody pick their answer. I'm picking mine. Oh,
I don't know.
I guess the downside is I'm showing you my answers. I got the same luck on this as you guys. I don't have any special inside knowledge. Okay, time's up. Let's see how the scoreboard went. Let's see. All right. Oh, Anna's first. Yeah, okay, cool. Oh, Lala. Wow, that's awesome. All right. Next question is animal. And question is, why do dolphins play with pufferfish by gently holding them in their mouths? Funny enough.
Yeah. to they get only, high?
They only used it for medicinal purposes. They only used them for medicinal purposes.
So. I never would have guessed that.
Okay.
Wow. All right. You researched that one, didn't you, Roy?
Yes, I did this 4,000 times today to make sure I knew all the answers. No, I'm kidding. About 60% of Amazon's rainforest lies in Brazil. What country is second to Brazil with another 13%? And I want to say Peru, but I'm not sure. Oh, it is Peru. Sorry, I really need
Don't
to hush.
Don't tell us.
I know, I need to hush. It's a speed round. You guys are supposed to come on out there and hit the buttons there. So
yeah. So the faster, the higher the score, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Calculating the result. All right. I'm sorry.
Roy's on fire.
I have to warn you, and everybody will tell you that knows me, I am full of useless information. Okay. Funny. Today's question. Yes. This one's funny. Melissa Roberts is the first name and last name of what iconic children's toy?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's not what I expected.
Didn't even click one that time.
I put Barbie. I had no idea. I did not know that was her real name. Oh, next one is history.
Ooh, I like history.
If this is U.S. history, I'm out.
What is this person's autobiography called?
Oh.
It'd be really cool if I could, like, put the questions on one screen and put the scoreboard on another so you guys don't see what I'm answering.
How many questions are there total, Roy?
We got two more. Two more questions. Oh, I think there's a bonus round, though. Up, down looks good. Lala, oh, we're doing really well.
Wait, where am I at? I'm at the bottom.
Okay, pop culture. Pop culture.
Oh, my gosh.
You love pop culture.
Rihanna wore a dress at a 2015 Met Gala with a striking yellow hood and a 50-inch train that was named after what breakfast dish?
Oh.
OMG.
Oh, no.
I'm wrong. I don't know this.
Wow. That's kind of crazy. How did you know that, Roy?
This is why people don't play Trivia Pursuit with me. Okay. All right, next one. Movies. All right. Mindy Kaling's feature film debut occurred in what 2005 Steve Carell movie?
Oh, 2005.
Oh, I got this one wrong.
Hi, wrong.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Three mistakes.
I got that one wrong. So.
I got a lot of them wrong. Look at that. Wow.
Okay.
Let's
I'm
see.
Sorry.
Who
okay.
would be a winner? Of course it's Roy.
We'll do it again if you want. And this time I'll wait forever before I put my answers in. All right. So we're going to close that.
Do you see the timer? Okay.
All right. We're going to play one more time. All right.
Okay. We're ready.
I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Maybe somebody also wants to join.
I should have gave everybody a chance. I don't think I had a back button. All right. I'm going to do rapid fire mode again. We'll do all categories again. Start.
All right.
Okay. And I'm going to wait before I answer. All right. So it's
waiting
for everybody
for four
to
more
accept.
Players. Three more players. Yep.
So I go find that okay button to say, yep, I'm joining the party.
Are the questions going to be easier this time?
I know. It's same settings. Whatever it was last time, it will be again. Nikki, go find that okay button and join the party. Let's go while we're waiting. I'm going to go see what stuff we missed.
Hello, Norman's Diary.
Let's see. There you go. really? What? Oh my goodness, I'm terrible. Oh no, you guys did great. Hey, Nikki. You guys, all right. Okay, what? Good morning. Shower. All right, Nikki, waiting on you to join. It's not letting you. Oh no, that's not cool. She says it's not letting her. I don't know why. That makes me sad.
Can you hit the refresh on the browser window and see if it'll?
No, the only option it gives me is force skip.
No, I meant her. Maybe she can.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe you can. Yeah. Nikki, maybe you can hit refresh and it will do something. I don't know.
There goes John.
Oh, she's in.
There goes.
First question. All right, here we go. Funny.
Oh, my.
Okay. What former Notre Dame linebacker drafted by the San Diego Chargers in 2013 is notorious for coping with the death of his fake girlfriend?
Okay. I have no idea. There you go. See you, bro.
All right. I'm gonna pick an answer. Nope, I was wrong. I did not know the answer. Nobody got that right. Wow.
It's that so hard.
That was a tough one. No one scored.
That was a tough one.
Wow. All right. Second question. Pop culture.
Oh, no.
All right. Uh-oh. Actor Ted Danson has been married to what actress for 19 years as of 2021?
Oh, you'll know this one.
I do know this one. I'll give everybody a hint. Zoe's Infinite Playlist.
I chose the wrong one. I just can't believe I picked the wrong one. Oh, I thought I knew that one.
I was holding back. I want to make sure I didn't jump on the first answer there. Time's up. All right. Scoreboard. Okay, cool. Nikki, hey! Nikki got it. Good job, Nikki. Good job, John.
Nikki taking the lead.
That's right. General knowledge. Okay, on October 29, 2021, a 5-gallon bucket of Bayer Ultralight Depot cost as much as
I have no idea. Wow. I'm just going, all in for wrong answers this round.
Exactly, Donna.
I picked $172. I don't know why. I don't know the backstory on that one, so that one's interesting. Looks like Nikki's still in the lead right there. She was sneak. She waited to the last to cause suspense is what it was. History. All right. What city was the first capital of the United States?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, New York City. I forgot about that. That's right. For a brief moment, New York City was the capital. I forgot about that. And I was a history major for one semester.
Everyone is correct.
Oh, wow. Nikki's kicking it. Yeah. Good job. And Giga's out there. John's in third place. Good deal. All right. Next, animal.
Animal.
And the question is, the eyes of the Arctic reindeer change during the seasons from gold to what color in the winter, which allows them to see better?
Nope.
Oh, I should have went with my gut. My gut said that one, and I didn't go with that one. So, man. Always trust your gut. Always trust your gut. Yes. All right. Two more questions.
Number six, right?
Nikki's kicking. Oh, Lala's catching up. Giga's third place. John's fourth place. Good deal. All right. Movies.
Oh, no.
Here we go. The 1994 film The Shawshank Redemption is based on a short story by what author? It always blows people's mind when they find out the answer to this.
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
This is a hard round.
But Nikki is still kicking it. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, last round, science and nature.
All right.
there.
And the question is, approximately how much hair will the average person grow in her lifetime?
Wow.
There you go.
Let's see what everybody's saying here. It's Big Red in the house. What's up, Big Red? Woohoo! Yep, dude, this round's hard. This round is hard. What, Stephen King? Yes, Stephen King wrote the short story for The Shawshank Redemption, believe it or not.
Wait, Roy, how that? On earth did you do that?
Wait, I don't, I just, how did no, you do that's that? Not fair. I'm sorry, I answered the last one because I'm like, I know that one.
That's impossible.
It's not fair. I know. Lala, Nikki, you guys should have won. Donna. So anyway, all right.
No,
That's it for trivia. That was fun. Was that fun?
That was fun. Yeah. That was good.
All right. So let's see how much trouble we can cause now. So, okay, next question. So I did a recent episode of my Yule vlog, talking. Anna, that's what I did. I prepped all the questions ahead of time. Actually, I have zero control over the questions because I wanted there to be a Christmas trivia game, and that's what I would have done, and I couldn't do that. That's what I wanted. So, hey, Norma's daughter. So anyway.
Did you see Anna's comment?
Did I miss one?
Right? Yeah, it's so funny. It says, Roy, you prepped the questions for yourself.
I didn't. Yeah. I promise. Scout's honor. I did not. I need to figure out how to play that game without me playing that game because it wasn't for me. I just don't understand. There could be some lagging. And I was really shocked by how much hair. What was that? 507? I knew it would be more than a mile or two.
Yeah.
It would be more. So yeah, that outrageous answer is the only one that made sense. And like, because we, mm-hmm. we honest, yeah. Anyway, so now I want to know, and you guys in the comments, I want to know yours as well. What is your favorite Christmas movie? I did an episode of my Yule vlog talking about my favorite mm-hmm. Christmas movie. And so what are your favorite Christmas movies? So, Lala, what's your favorite Christmas movie? And if you can't pick just one,
Okay, no, it can't come. But what's your favorite Christmas movie, baby?
Oh, more the merrier.
Okay, top of mind. Okay, it's Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this movie.
No, we've seen
it. But my kids like this so much.
It's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. It's like this one toy. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to get this one toy, the big toy of Christmas.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like
that never happens here.
That never
it
happens.
It doesn't happen here.
Well, that's
like
good.
This one toy, and then nobody can buy it. It's like I experienced that first time when I went there. It's for real. It's
yeah.
like I think that time was the Dark. Furby.
I'm with
you can't buy the Furby anywhere.
Yeah, the one year it was Cabbage Patch Dolls. That was like, you know, A Christmas Story, Love Actually, Die Hard. I agree with all those, Steve. Those are awesome movies. yeah, I agree too. Yeah, Die Hard. Yeah, Die Hard is mm-hmm. Home Alone is a great movie. Also, yeah. I love all those. Yes, you guys haven't true. Said any movie I don't like. And Jingle All the Way, it just isn't in my top 10. I do like that movie. It is pretty funny, so... So I have to admit, I think Kindergarten Cop is Arnold Schwarzenegger's best movie.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Marcus, there's the bait that I had meant to have prep for tonight, and I just couldn't get it done in time. Yep. But I'm going to prove that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and that it actually has more references to Christmas than Love Actually does.
Yep. Ooh. Now, listen, I'm going to tell them what you did. Last weekend, we sat down and we watched Die Hard together. And every 5 minutes, he was saying, "See, it's Christmas. See, it's Christmas." And pointing out every reference.
There's like Christmas
trees.
Oh,
that's the backstory.
Oh, yeah. I, well, if you watch my Tuesday night shows, I do the research before the show because I want to know the answers. I would say I did that for the trivia, but that's not true. I did not research the trivia questions at all. My wife can vouch for me.
Yes.
Anyway, Love Actually. I do love Love Actually. I watched it a couple nights ago.
Just a couple nights ago.
Yeah, these are all, Christmas Story, the Santa Claus. Yep, I do like the Santa Claus. I do not like this, the third one. Man, I do not. I love Martin Short, but I'm just not a fan of the third Santa Claus movie. That one's. I do love love stories, but that whole storyline where he's freezing Santa Claus and everything, and he makes the robot Santa Claus, and yeah, and then the Grinch. I do love the Grinch. Question is, which one? The one with brain no work right now, Jim Carrey, or the animated one? Actually, I love them both. I love them both. Yes. They're actually pretty good. Great. All right, Elf is okay as well. Elf is one of my favorites. All right, so I'm going to cover, for those that missed it, I'm going to cover my top 10 favorite movies really quick. It's not going to drag it out like I would if it were like my Yule vlog, but I want you to see my favorite movies. So here we go. My top 10 Christmas movies. First, A Christmas Story, White Christmas, Holiday Inn, which I argue are exactly the same movie. You just swap out, you know, Fred Astaire for Danny Kaye. But it's the same movie, y'all. Just saying. Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Die Hard is my seventh favorite Christmas movie. I'm telling you, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. In a few nights, I'm going to show it. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yes, this is fantastic. I love that movie. Watched it the other night as well. Home Alone is my number 5 top movie. Elf is my number 4 movie. Number 3, Miracle on 34th Street, but you have to watch the original black and white. The remake, it's not the same. It's just not the same. And yeah, it's Natalie Wood is a little girl in that movie, by the way. Natalie Wood as a little girl is the girl in that movie. She doesn't get much credit. She's buried in the credits at the bottom there. But there's Love Actually is my number 2 favorite movie. And then my number 1 favorite movie, Christmas movie of all time, is It's a Wonderful Life. Absolutely my favorite Christmas movie. So yeah, there you go. And going back to my wonderful guest here. So yep, that's my, those are my top 10 lists there. And,
so there's one that I don't think has been mentioned. It's one of my favorites. It's Polar Express. And I know I'm probably the only one in the house that likes that one, but it is one of my favorites.
It is a good movie.
Yeah, my daughter also loves Polar Express.
It is. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Bad Santa. Marcus mentioned Bad Santa, which is also a cute movie.
That's Santa, Marcus.
But it is not friendly. Charlie Brown Christmas is my favorite Christmas show for sure. I do love Charlie Brown Christmas. Mm-hmm. And if you saw my top 10 Christmas songs, one of my top 10 is literally the entire Charlie Brown Christmas album. I just love that movie so much. So the animated. Mm-hmm. So, Craft, you like the animated version of The Grinch better? Okay. Yeah. One of Faves, too. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yep. Yes, there is a black and white version of Miracle on 34th Street. It is the best. And funny enough, at the very beginning, I think I mentioned this before on the show, was that this drunk Santa Claus at the beginning is the guy that did the voice for Winnie the Pooh for all those years. It was the original voice for Winnie the Pooh.
Really?
So you have to watch that, because early in the Miracle on 34th Street, the Santa Claus that's supposed to be the Santa Claus in the Macy's Day Parade is drunk. And so then the real Santa Claus shows up and takes his place because he's upset because this guy is just making department store Santas look bad. So, yep. Yeah, you got to know that. Again, I am full of useless information. So, plus, I am a huge fan of IMDb. I will read the trivia on anything I watch, because that's just, but anyway, so yeah. Mm-hmm. So yes, Winnie the Pooh is there. All right, now, here we go, guys. The moment you've all been waiting for. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to demo right now our Christmas movie, The 13 Days of Christmas. You're going to see it here first. It's not available anywhere else yet.
I can't wait.
And so I'm going to play it. And then after it's over, then the three of us and you guys, we will. John, you are. I looked you up. John Pullum is on IMDb.
I'll look up John Pullum.
John Pullum is indeed on IMDb. I saw him out there. It's really cool because he was on Discovery Channel on a couple of shows. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. It made me want to go search the Discovery Channel and go find one of them and watch them, but I haven't done it yet because I haven't done that, but it's on my list. So, yeah, because John has shows, man. John has shows. All right, ready? This is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are going to show the video, and then we'll all come back on, and I won't hear what you think about it, your reactions. Hopefully, I won't be tar and feathered.
Nobody can leave.
Huh? Nobody leave.
Nobody can leave.
You gotta have to stay. All right. So here it is. Drum roll. All right. And now what you've all been waiting for, the 13 days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a something something in a tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. You know, it's actually collie birds. Collie, as in collie. It's an English word. Blame England.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden rings.
Five gold rings.
Five golden rings.
Five golden rings.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying.
Five golden rings.
Four collie birds.
Three French hens.
Two turtle doves.
A partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming.
Six geese a-laying.
Five gold rings.
Four collie birds.
Three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking. Wait a minute. You're giving people eight maids? You're giving someone people? First of all, that's not allowed. Second of all, that's an expense even if it was allowed. You have to pay room and board for eight people for the rest of your life? Who made this song up? Ah!
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing.
Eight maids a-milking.
Seven swans a-swimming.
Six geese a-laying.
Four calling birds.
Three French hens.
Two turtle doves.
A partridge in a pear tree.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings.
Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords leaping. Nine maids a-milking. No. Nine ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden wings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
12. What's 12? Good grief. 12 drummers, drummers drumming. 12 drummers drumming.
10 lords leaping.
9 ladies dancing.
8 maids a milking.
7 swans a swimming.
6 geese a laying.
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 13th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nothing. I told my true love, I said, don't give me anything. I have too much stuff. Look at that. I have too much stuff. I'm trying to get rid of stuff. I'm trying to be a minimalist. That's what I would love to be, is just a minimalist. I don't need anything. Whatever I want, I can get myself. So the maids and milking and the turtle doves and the 3 French hens and the geese a-laying and the golden rings and the lords a-leaping, they were a little weird.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Roy, can we do an easier one next year? Maybe just one thing about Christmas?
There you go.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for watching. Yay!
That was awesome. That was really awesome.
Ooh, mystery. Right, audio.
Roy, we can't hear you.
You know what happens?
We can't hear you.
If you turn on mute, because I was so scared that I was going to laugh so loud that mute wouldn't even stop me. And so I had to turn the mute on to make sure that I didn't overrun it. But anyway, so yeah. All right. Okay.
That
so
was good, really.
Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about the video. What does everybody think? I definitely got, oh, here's my mystery guest coming on now. Let's make sure. Let's see here if I got everything working like it's supposed to. And mystery guest. Ta-da!
There
it's John Pullum.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Mr. Day 13.
Good day, everybody. So great to be here. Hello, hello. Day 13, those lords are leaping. And I'm very thankful for, very, very thankful for gift receipts. You know, it's really, really difficult to return the geese a-laying and everything, but yeah, it's great to be here. Great to be. And I was smiling all the way through that. It was so Marcus, you know, and a partridge and a pear tree. I just loved it. Loved everything about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it was so many great performances. It was so good. I was so intimidated that I actually just completely failed and didn't do anything interesting at all, because you guys just blew me away. And I'm like, man, these guys have thought of this idea way more than they've come up with a better idea than I did. Because my plan originally was going to get everybody to sing a single day, and then I was going to splice together and just have all the 12 days and then like da 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 and da 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 all the way through. And then I got videos where people did the whole thing. And then Colter, what he did, the amazing, you know, he lords of leaping and everything.
Oh,
he's
the
like,
dancing, that was so great.
He's like, oh, here's some awesome B-roll in case you need it. I'm like, no, this is A-roll right here, buddy. I'm using this as A-roll. I hate he's not here because, man, I would like to see it. And Marcus, just so fantastic. Marcus, I am just, thank you. I didn't invite you to be a guest, Marcus, because I thought maybe one night you would actually sleep in or go to sleep for a change. I'm convinced, Marcus, you don't ever sleep. So, but yeah.
And as I'm watching that, I'm wearing the same exact sweater thing here, too. I do have more than one outfit. I do have more than one outfit.
It's good to
yeah,
know.
I just made that video good today, to right, Roy? Yeah.
It's you know, you could be like, you know, Steve Jobs. He wore the same shirt every day. Sitting at every shirt was the same. He didn't have to think about it. So,
yeah,
yeah,
that's great. No, I just this was the whole thing. I find that I am horrible at trivia. I don't know. I don't watch movies. I don't go to the movies. I don't watch TV. I'm not into sports. So I let Anna win, you know, the second I'm like, just let her beat me, you know.
And I was like, oh, I had the chicken out. So no, you didn't have chicken out. So, but anyway,
it was good, Roy.
I was just so happy with it. And
how long did it take for you to actually edit all these things, Roy?
Let's see. I didn't get all the videos till Friday and then some Saturday morning, but it took me 3 weeks.
Wow.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I spent a lot of time with it. I'm really good at splicing. I'll admit I'm not good at syncing audio with video sometimes, but it turned out better than I imagined. And I'm still working on my Final Cut Pro skills, but this was just a blast. And I just, everybody, just thank you everybody from the online video mastermind, because you guys have been so phenomenal supporting this madness and several other crazy things that I've tried to do. And John, thank you so much for starting the group, because it's just been so amazing. Yeah. I mean, we did Lita.
It's all because of Luria and Lita. It was just a little after school club I created that it's not, you know, still go to livestreamingpros.com and sign up for her stuff. Yeah. Ours is more like the detention hall. we can just come and do what we want to do. So,
yeah. And then the other night we were sitting around and the dog was just barking. I said, you know, let me video this. And then I'm like,
oh, that was great. I put in the comment, whose dog is that? That was so wonderful.
That's our beautiful dog, Thor, who is behaving like way better than I expected, because normally he likes to be the center of attention.
Oh, he's here. He's trying.
So anyway, and just just the group is just so amazing. We need to go out and test things out there before it gets out into the eye of everybody. And so you guys are just phenomenal, and you guys are just so supportive. And just thank you for this. The video is going to premiere by itself at 10 p.m. tonight Eastern. So work the math for your time zone. I'm doing a live premiere, so I'll be out there if you guys want to come out there, but it'll be out there. I will go ahead and put the link into the online video mastermind group so you guys can share it wherever you want. But this has just been, and then you guys help make it, snip it, share it, however you want to do. You want copies of it, I'll gladly forward it to you.
Upload it into the group too, if you could.
I will upload it into the group.
That would be so great.
Yeah, I will definitely put it out there. But anyway, because I could not have done it without you at all. I just absolutely couldn't. And it was just so exciting. It popped up at literally like 1 o'clock in the morning one day. I'm like, you know what would be amazing would be to do 12 Days of Christmas and have everybody join and do this. Yeah. And so, yeah. And Laurie,
thank you for all your hard work on it. I know how much work it is to do that, from the uploading to the editing and, big applause for you. It was great.
You guys made this the most fun project, and anything that's fun, it's so much easier. It doesn't feel like work at all. So,
and thank you, Donna, for putting up with Roy.
Yes.
Oh yeah. It was really fun to see how everybody just, he asked for it and everybody jumped in and did it. It was just amazing to see that collaboration happen.
But Marcus got a pair.
I know.
Like, he brought props. Exactly. He was wearing winter coats and his gloves and, you know, I'm just here with the same shirt I wear, like to wear because it's cooler out. And, you know, oh, screw it. I'll do a 13th day. I don't want any freaking hens and geese.
And I'm like, and I saw the 13th day by itself. I was like, man, John has stole the show. I don't know how I'm going to compete with that. But then Marcus came on and Coulter and everybody just came up and did their A game.
And Nikki dancing. And milking and, whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
That was so fun. Wow. So
I hope you guys all have a great Christmas.
Yes, everybody have a great
You guys too. It's going to start getting wintry here in Michigan, but at the moment it was like 40 something today. So it wasn't bad.
Yep.
40 Fahrenheit, blah blah. I don't know what that is in Celsius, but for Michigan it's pretty darn good.
It's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Because when I'm there, it's normally around the 70, 80 Fahrenheit. So if you go down 40, that's cold.
Oh, but in Michigan, it's like still short weather. Shorts and flip-flops at 40, you know.
Yeah, shout out to Matt Haas. I forgot to mention him.
Matt. That was great. That was funny. He's so great. He's so funny. Is that legal? He's so great. And I met somebody else too that is just up for any challenge, you know.
Yes,
I think if you told Matt to run outside and do snow angels in his underwear, you know, he probably would if he could get a laugh out of it. He's so great, so great.
Anna, you must live somewhere warm if you've got the AC on right now. I'm just 78 in Texas. Wow. Is that okay? Wow, it got up to 62 or 63 here today, so not bad. But we live in South Carolina. We only have three seasons. It's a really long spring. Well, no, a really long spring, a really short fall, and then a long summer. So those are three seasons. We have 1 week of winter.
But we only have summer and rain, sunny and rainy.
Tomorrow 56, Thursday 61 here in Michigan. So it's crazy for this. You know, global warming bad, 60 in Michigan in December, good. So it's like the Earth off. Or John wearing shorts and flip-flops, you know.
Hey, so many people come by. Just thank you all so much. Yep. We have all seasons in one day. Yeah, well, that's true. If you don't like the weather here, you wait and it'll change. But it doesn't usually freeze that much. So
that's great.
I wish we had more snow.
Yeah, if it snows half an inch here, we shut everything down.
Yeah. No, it could go. We need 6 inches of snow before our township will plow the streets. Anything up to 6 inches of snow, we're just driving through it. And
We get a dusting and everything shuts down.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope we'll have, not too many... what do you call it? Snowstorms? They call it snowstorms?
Yeah. I just don't like snow.
And thank you, Nama Mar Vlogs. Thank you so much for the shout-out. She's saying such nice stuff. Thank you so much for that. And that is our show for tonight. I want to thank every single person. You have been such a big part of my life this year since April. And I was just excited. I really wanted to do a Christmas special. And I was like, I could do this. This will be amazing. And it's only amazing because you guys showed up. Because by myself, I'm very boring. I found that out already. My wife already knew that. But now you guys know that I'm not very interesting by myself. But with an army.
Well, you're good at trivia.
I'm good at trivia. That's true.
Good at trivia.
I'm the guy.
And be sure to smash that like button for Roy.
Oh, yeah.
And subscribe to Roy's channel.
Hit the like
click
button,
the bell subscribe. Notification button to be alerted for more videos.
Yes, one more is 200. Come on, guys. Let's bring Roy to 200.
I was really hoping. Yeah, I want to get my community tab. It takes 500 subscribers. That's what I'm really excited about. That's my goal, is to get the community tab, because then I can interact with people so much more. And so anyway, there's just so much. And like Nikki says, there's so much love here tonight. So... thank you, everybody. I really humbly appreciate it. Thank you. Big shout out to all of you. So
thank you, Roy.
Bye. I'm gonna say goodnight to everybody. Thanks
so much. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, John.
Bye, Lala. Bye, Donna.
Donna's not gonna play trivia with me anymore.
Like the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Bye. Everybody have a great night, great week, and a great holiday. Bye!
Merry Christmas!
Thanks for watching! Yay! Thanks for watching. Good night, everybody. And
cue
we're
the snowball
here.
Elf.
Cue the snowball. Yeah, I did need to do that. I didn't do that one. So let's go. I was trying to mix it up, do something different. Here we go. Snowball Elf. Ah! Grogu says, "Don't hit me with snowballs." So, bye.
Thank you so much for watching. This is the One-Off Technology Podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode. How can I make this episode better? Go find me on Twitter at TechTroubleMKR and let me know. Thanks. Have a great week. This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.